The Slim Fast 14-day effect on your New Year's resolution. Day one, the new year. You want to kick it off with a bang, and you're not just talking about fireworks. Day 14, you're ready to start this year right, looking great and preferably on top.
2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Swap two meals a day for Slim Fast protein shakes or bars, get in a 30-minute workout, and stick to a 1,200-calorie diet to lose up to 6 pounds in your first 14 days. Find Slim Fast in a store near you.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show.
Find the harmony, boo.
Oh, my God.
There we go. There we go. I had to find it. I lost my note for a second. I'm sorry.
But and you adapted to the situation.
I did.
Just like what our girls did tonight.
And that's called being a professional.
Professional.
What's up, everyone? We are here doing another recap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms, right here at AfterBuzz TV. It is episode 3, Abby Strikes Back. I am your host, Tony Moore, and to my left, I am joined by a full house, finally. We have everybody in the house tonight. Everyone, introduce yourselves. I guess we'll start far over.
Okay. Hey, everybody, I'm Francisco Thurston.
Hey, guys, I'm Stephanie McGrath.
Hey, I'm Monica Michelle.
And y'all already know who I am, because I said it at the beginning.
Well done, Tony.
All right, and a lot of you have been asking, where's Giselle, where's Chris, where's Jason? Chris and Jason will join us periodically throughout this season. Giselle is off doing many, many hosting gigs and things, so we wish her all the best with all of the things that she has coming up. She's now on the Today Show in Australia, I think. Ooh. Or something like that.
Really?
She's not living in Australia, but she's doing like entertainment stuff. Yeah. So I believe it's Australia. If it's not, she's doing something with the Today Show.
That's not a bad country to be doing it from.
Well, of course.
Just thought I'd say that.
Down under.
Right?
Yeah, mate.
Is that good?
Yeah.
All right, so let's kick things off with the lovely pyramid.
Yes.
And starting off, we have at the bottom, Peyton. I love saying her name.
Gosh. Peyton.
That's
Peyton.
Your favorite thing.
That is my favorite thing. Because she was all like, it's not Kendall, it's not Maddie, it's not McKenzie, it's Peyton. So I was like, fine, if you want to be Peyton, I'm going to call you Peyton.
That's so true.
And
she did
get snobby.
She did. She got a little nasty. That's why she had the bottom.
I have to tell you, Tony, every time I hear Abby say her name, I remember you saying it like this. Like, it's your
Peyton?
Voice instead of, yeah.
Peyton.
Abby.
I like that. I like being the voice in someone's
head. Oh, my gosh.
So she's at the bottom because of Leslie and how Leslie reacted to Abby and the big blow-up and all that stuff. So we're going to get into one of those topics a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Kendall, which, of course, Jill was all surprised that Kendall was down at the bottom.
I mean, she brought an earring, so...
Isn't bribery, isn't that going to get her anywhere?
Well, had she brought it in before the pyramid, then maybe Kendall would have been just a notch above. I don't think too far, but just a little bit. Just a little scooch over. Then we had Nia. Poor Nia. She cannot, like, she's always in the same spot.
Yeah.
Like every now and then, she gets
might
up.
Go up one, two,
yeah.
maybe down one.
But she's always around this same little area right here.
Yeah.
So, Nia, we hope that next week you'll be at the next tier of the pyramid.
Well, she got a solo a few weeks ago.
She did, and she didn't do so hot.
No.
But she tried. She put in an A for effort. She performed.
Yeah, she did. She performed.
She left out some technique stuff, but right. she did something.
Seems to be a consistent thing for her, as her notes every single week are consistent. You're forgetting the technique when you get on stage.
But she's trying so hard, though. Like, she's, like, really, really working. I just don't know. Maybe it's nerves, or maybe, I don't know, maybe something happens.
And isn't she one of the younger ones, too? Like, she's not the same age as, like, Maddie and the other girls. Isn't she, like, a bit younger?
I think she's one of the older girls.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I already feel like we're about to get a YouTube comment.
I know.
You guys don't know their ages.
Well, someone did comment. They were like, I'm posting the ages so that way you guys will know them. And I replied back, I don't use them. Therefore, hey, I know.
Yeah.
Just saying. That way, I don't have to be like, oh, she. I'm like, yeah, she's.
Sorry, Dance Mom fans.
Right, but if you want to post them again,
by all
comment
means.
Below.
Do it.
Maybe next week we'll do a pop quiz to guess the age of the girls and see who gets it right. All right, and then we had Paige, and then we had Mackenzie. Ooh, which I noticed that Mackenzie had a different photo. In the pyramid.
She did? Yeah,
it wasn't the same this week as it was last week. Because the last week it was this like mature, like I went to glamour shots from the 1990s, Mackenzie.
Sears glamour shots.
And then this week it was like I didn't really want to take a photo, Mackenzie.
I feel like that's her normal face.
I think so.
Oh, don't.
I think so.
I've got no. Mackenzie is really. She's,
fell into the cute, like,
she
she's so cute.
Later in the episode, which we'll talk about, when she has a bit of a teary and everything with, talk about later, one of the incidents that occurs.
Don't let that cuteness
her
fool
dancer,
you.
No.
Don't let that cuteness fool you.
I'm a big fan. She's Mackenzie, I think you're gorgeous. I think you're a fabulous dancer. Anyway.
Then, after Mackenzie, we had Brooke,
which surprised me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
She was above like Kendall and Mackenzie. I don't know if Brooke deserved that place in the pyramid, but sure.
I mean,
in my opinion, I didn't think she did.
And for the record, we're not being hard on Brooke, and we're not picking on Brooke. It's just that she's older, and she knows better, and. She does a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah.
I think Brooke really is at a time, as you were saying, she's older and she's at a time in her life, which her mum is also acknowledging and talking about, where she thinks she has to decide between dance and singing. And clearly Abby wants her to decide. And, you know, even though now she's coaching her into doing, you know, okay, we're going to make you a pop star then. But I think she's just cross. She doesn't really know what she really wants to do.
Well, she needs to figure it out.
Yes, I was going to say the same
thing. You know, and when sometimes we don't know for a while.
I knew when I was five what
you're
I wanted
special,
to be.
You're special, Tony. You're in your own little, you know, we knew that.
That's true. I might have been one of those special kids. But I knew very young what I wanted to be.
Yeah.
Now, had I known what I'd known back then that it was going to be this difficult, maybe I would have chosen a different route.
Yeah.
Or I would have written a manual. Or maybe had my mom apply me to be one of the Gerber babies. And that way I could have been a child star.
But honestly, if someone at the time when you were pursuing, you absolutely love the dance, had said to you, this is going to be too hard, would you have actually given up? Or you still said, no, I'm still going to go. I love it that much.
You know what? I think I've told this story before. I discovered that I could dance very young. And I used to dance around the house.
Yep.
And my aunt told me to stop prancing. Mm. She called it prancing and not dancing.
Yeah.
And had she let me continue to dance, I sometimes wonder where I would be as far as dance. Because I have the skill, but then as I got older, I didn't push myself to go into dance. I was still more of the actor, performer. But I wasn't like a dancer. But sometimes I wonder, like, had my mom seen that and been like a stage mom, like, we're going to get you in dance class. Like,
where would you have been now?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Would I be on Broadway?
Oh my God.
Give my regards to Broadway.
That's what I'm doing right now. Sorry, Broadway, that I'm not there. My regards. But we digress.
Let's hope we see some of these girls in later in life on Broadway, though.
I'm sure we will. They're so talented.
Fingers crossed.
There's a lot of folks. on Broadway and doing shows that came from the Abby Lee Dance Company.
So she says.
As Abby said.
Yeah. So. I mean, hopefully they acknowledge it. If you are one of those dancers, comment below. Let us know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. We'll give you a shout out.
What show you're in.
Right. Okay. And send tickets. All right. Then we have Chloe, who is chomping at the bits at Maddie. So she's earning her title as the
number two.
The number two. I mean, who really strives to be number two, though?
Nobody.
I don't think she strives for that. I just think that that's just how it is, because Maddie's always going to be number one for Abby.
Pretty much.
So it just thinks not like she's going to try. She's not like, she's like, oh, I'm going to be number two, let me go for that. I think she tries to be number one, but it's not going to happen with Maddie around.
If I was Chloe, I'd be like, I'm about to showgirl her and put some pearls down.
Ooh.
That Chloe, doesn't, Chloe that. Doesn't have that nonsense.
No. I don't recommend that to anyone.
Well, I mean, according to Jill in this episode, Chloe's sneaky, so I mean, maybe she has it in her.
Yes.
Oh, yes, sneaky. That was
whole
the exact
back and forth. Comment. I mean, okay, let's talk about this really quick. Mm-hmm. Did it really matter where Chloe and Kendall went or how they performed?
It was
because
just
Jill
fun.
Made it such a big issue.
Yep.
And like, oh, well, Chloe got an advantage because Kendall went before Chloe. Mm-hmm. But like, does it really truly matter?
I definitely do not think that it mattered at all. Like, whether you were here or after, like, it's the same thing. You had enough time throughout the day to prepare for your solo.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be an excuse that you went before or after someone, that you fell out of your turn, or you had enough time to, like, see what she's doing to, like, pick out, like, oh, what am I going to do right or wrong?
Yeah.
I think it's just an awful excuse for Jill. Like, Chloe had all that time, so that's why Kendall was, you know.
Well, she had what, 2.5 extra minutes?
Right.
Yeah. And she wasn't even dancing those 2 minutes. She was just watching her on television. Or like, it's
if you're going to perform well, you're going to perform well, regardless of where they're going to put you.
That's very true. I agree with that. I think Jill is making too much of a big deal about what happened at last week's competition and when and where they performed and at what time. I mean, did Chloe kind of have an advantage after she saw Kendall fall out of her turn? Of course she did. And that should have made Chloe be like, okay, like, you know, like this is going to be perfection. But no matter where they went, the cards were going to happen. Like it was going to, whatever happened was going to happen.
Yeah.
So there was no way to predict that. You know, I'm sure Kendall went out thinking, I'm going to do my best, and then she fell out of her turn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you do after that is up to you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, Jill, drop it. Jill, have several seats, Then, of course, up at the top, we have Maddie. Yay, hurrah, hurrah.
We know.
Yeah. So, this week, they are traveling to Orlando, Florida, and they're going to Intensity again. Because Intensity is so intense that they have about 10 competitions throughout this whole season. Last season, every time they got on that bus, we're going to Intensity.
Oh, that's magical bus, remember?
The magical bus that teleports you in an hour to the destination that you're supposed to be at.
Those Intensity competitions are invitationals. They go to cities and they create competitions and they invite dance studios across that city and they offer cash prizes, obviously, and like real competition for the girls, but they create Intensity for dance moms.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's why we've seen them everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's no surprise that we're seeing them now. While in Orlando, finally, after 2 episodes, we see this open call.
She kept talking about it all this time.
I'm so excited.
Finally. Just to let you know, I'm having an open call. If you haven't forgotten or remembered yet, I'm having an open call. Everyone's replaceable.
And then she's like, hey, moms, can you tweet about this open call?
Yeah.
Oh,
and Holly.
I love
that.
The smart one of the group. Holly.
I love that Holly was like, why would I tweet out your open call when you're trying to replace our kids? And Abby was like, of course you're the smart one. While the other moms were probably like, I need to set up a Twitter account so I can do what Abby says.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Well, Melissa succumbed to her. She was like, yes, Abby, I'll tweet for you.
But this is making like all the moms very nervous about what she's going to do and who she's going to replace. Do you guys really think Abby's going to replace anyone on the team?
It's so hard to say. I don't think so because they're all original members of Abby Lee.
Yeah.
So I think, and again, contracts. But if she had the choice, I think she would. But
right.
I don't know.
I don't think she's going to replace, like, the original ones, like he said. I think maybe finally Brooke and Peyton, or Peyton, like Peyton. Would be moving on to the, like, senior dance group that she was talking about. Yeah. Like, she said that she has another dance group, and she's like, I think it's about time that you move on to dance with them. Like, we can't be having a 16-year-old on this show.
Yeah. It just looks, in the group dynamics and when they perform, the group performs,
it looks weird.
It looks at her body, who physically and stuff, she's reached a time, which I certainly agree, she should be dancing.
With the kids around her own age.
Yeah, it just, it doesn't look, you know, appealing.
She needs to be challenged with that maturity level. Like,
yeah.
I feel like with, she's around older kids, she can be challenged emotionally.
Pushed her.
Yeah.
Physically, everything else. So I think she probably needs that.
Yeah.
You'll probably see a new dancer, too. If she gets around with those girls, definitely.
Yeah. So the open call looked was just like was set up like an audition, as Abby stated. So the parents were there, the kids were dancing. Maddie and Mackenzie went down to Orlando earlier to be with Abby to help her with the open call. We'll get touch on that in a little bit. what were you guys' thoughts on the open call as far as like how it went? I thought it was a little intense for an open call and the kids and you know, when they didn't get picked, they were crying and like that. I think it was a lot. What did you guys think about it?
I feel like it's Abby. I feel like she was just introducing those kids to her world. Like, if you're gonna come audition for me, you're gonna figure out what Abby is like. So I think that was like their like
task kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought some of the displays, Abby's antics with some of those mums, what we saw when one of the mums in the crowd called out, you know, well, if you told my daughter to step left, stay left. And, Abby just went off at her. And that other girl, when she spoke up for her daughter and saying, please, Abby, just one more chance. And it was just like, no, you know, send me a ticket or when she's like on Broadway. There we go, Broadway.
Yeah.
And it just, you just saw some dreams shattered.
Shattered. Completely. Do you think that a mom's reaction should affect the kid? Because just like we saw when the mom stood up and was like, well, if you had told my daughter, blah, 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 to go left, then she would have went left. And then she said, which kid is yours? And she raised her hand and she was like, you're gone. And it's kind of like, I didn't do nothing. Right. Like, you know, I was just standing here participating in the audition.
That's not my mom. No, actually.
Yeah, at that point, I wouldn't even raise my hand. I would have looked around like.
Anybody know that lady?
Nobody.
Who's she?
I'm not claiming her, but I feel like that happens a lot. Not only in that audition, but throughout Dance Moms.
Life.
Yeah, a lot of times the kids suffer. Just like we saw with Peyton, she's at the bottom of the pyramid because of Leslie, but Peyton didn't do anything. So why should her mom's reaction and her behavior affect Peyton?
Yeah. It's such a weird dynamic having that whole dance mom, dance kid thing. And I feel like Abby's probably put up with a lot of crap from dance moms. So maybe that's why she's so affected by it now. She's like, you know what? I'm going to make you learn. The dance mom has to learn too. Yeah. And I feel like the dance moms are directly affected by their children's emotions. So if the dance moms feel like their kids are sad because they're on the bottom, then it makes the mom think twice. Well, hey, maybe I don't want my kid to be sad because they're on the bottom. So they have to rethink, like, maybe my actions, I have to change my actions.
But I feel like as a parent, you want to make sure that your child is benefiting and that they're not being looked over. So you're standing up for your kid. So sometimes you're going to speak up, you know, when your child doesn't. But does that mean that, you know,
your child gets punished for you speaking
for
up.
You speaking up on
that. Mean, I think that's a parent's natural reaction, you know, to speak up when they see something that's not right or they feel like, or they have a question about something, you know, they're going to speak up and say something. But does that mean that, oh, you know, the child gets in trouble for it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's fair, but.
I mean, I was going to say, I think a lot with the parents and stuff like that, they need to, you know, slow down and have a break themselves. And I know they're always on the go and everything, getting their kids from, whether it be from open calls to performances and stuff like that, probably not taking enough care of their own nutrition. And that's why I just want to interrupt guys for a quick sec and just speak about, though, SlimFast. Because I think a lot of the mums could honestly really benefit from having, I mean, the chocolate flavour. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it actually tastes really good. And, you know, 14 days, I mean, these mums are on the road so often with it. They can start on that, and before they know it, they're going to have high confidence. They're going to be far more relaxed, less tense. They're going to feel great. And it's all because of SlimFast. So this podcast, guys, brought to you by SlimFast.
There we go.
My dance moms, stay tuned.
My absolute favorite moment is always seeing how someone is going to work in the SlimFast commercial. It brings the biggest smile.
It just kind of went
smile.
Over my head there for a little while.
It brings the biggest smile to my face.
Where is she going with this?
Because we all kind of stop and we're like, it's happening. Aha, you did good.
enough about mums and eating.
Yeah, so let's get on to the assignment. Mm-hmm. So they're heading to Orlando for Intensity. Solos go to Maddie and Mackenzie.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Because she wants to win. And then we have a trio. See no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil, with Brooke, Paige, and Chloe. And then, of course, we have the group dance, which Mackenzie is not a part of. She's just solely working on her solo.
Now, I did want to ask you guys a question on with the two solos. So you've got Mackenzie and Maddie. You've got two sisters. Mm-hmm. And we all watched the interesting Abby sort of lighthearted but antics, getting Mackenzie to, as she calls it, my waitress, and you will massage my feet and you will watch everything that Maddie does, and, you know, I'll pay you even for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a bit of a joke, but what do you guys think about, you know, early developing sibling rivalry and unhealthy competition already there, where she's constantly telling your sister you have to be just like her, she is the best? I don't know.
That is kind of tough because I feel like as siblings, especially if you're involved in the same thing, you kind of strive to be like your sibling. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Mackenzie can look at Maddie and say, you know, she's a great dancer. She, you know, she's everything that I would want to be. So Maddie kind of becomes Mackenzie's role model, you know? And being that Maddie is kind of set up to be the role model of the competition team anyway. I feel like Mackenzie can definitely learn a lot. So I don't know if there's rivalry because they're in different age groups rather than pointing out this is what you should strive to be like, your sister. Not saying that she's better than you, but you should strive to be as good as her, if not better. Mm. So it's kind of, I mean, look at Venus and Serena.
Yeah.
You know, two sisters in tennis. I mean, at the end of the competition, they went up against each other.
Right.
Because they were the good. Best. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, and you could see at some point, Maddie and Mackenzie, that being the situation. I just thought it was interesting. Is this, whether it's not happening now, we don't see what goes home when they leave the dance school.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, they're very young and she's constantly being, you know, this is an example all the time, reference to your older sister.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see, you know, if any viewers or fans and stuff, have they had siblings, brothers or sisters, they've also competed in the dance world for many years and what's happened with their relationship?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of siblings that, like, I mean, that we know of that compete in the dance world, like, especially on Dancing with the Stars and stuff. There's Derek and Julian Hough. There's Max and Val Shmurkowski. There's, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. There's so many siblings that, I guess, in the dance where, like, not compete, I guess, against each other, with each other, because that's a competition show as well, you know. But I don't know. I feel like he was saying, Abby kind of tells that to everybody in the dance group, like, you know, be like Maddie. I think it'd be a bit more intense if it was just to Mackenzie and not to the other girls. Like, if it was just to Mackenzie, like, you need to be like your sister and not saying it to the other girls, you know, like, if she wasn't kind of a role model to everybody else. But, yeah, we don't know what goes on at home when she goes. So if her mom, like, keeps pushing the same thought, or if her mom's like, no, you're great too, or you know, so.
I think maybe Mackenzie just wants to dance right now. I can see after a while she's just getting, maybe she could get tired of hearing, you should be like your sister, she should be like your sister. But right now I just feel like she just wants to dance.
Mm.
She just wants to do Mackenzie and wants to flip around and run around like a little monster and like do her thing.
Yeah.
So I think she has like no inhibitions right now, you know?
Yeah.
But I could see her getting older and still hearing that, she could probably get frustrated. But right now I don't know if it'll take that much of an effect on her.
Hopefully an interesting point for fans of yours to think about.
For sure.
So speaking of Maddie and Mackenzie, I mentioned earlier that they got to go with Abby earlier to help out with the open call, and Jill, I believe, no, Leslie, was it Leslie or Jill that spoke up first?
I think it was Jill.
Spoke up and was like, "Well, why?"
Leslie, my bad.
Leslie, why? Oh, that's right, because she was like, why can't Peyton join? Yeah. Of course, Liz. Of course. How could I forget that Leslie would be the first to speak up and go, but what about Peyton? And she's like, but Peyton can do that, too. And this has been brought up a lot. We're seeing it a lot. Do you guys really feel like there is favoritism with Melissa's kids, Maddie and Mackenzie?
Oh yeah,
most definitely,
for sure,
no doubt.
I go back and forth with it. Like I see it as this is who you should strive to be like, but then sometimes I do see where she's kind of like more focused on, you know, Maddie and making sure that she's where she needs to be as far as her solo and everything like that. Not that she forgets about the other kids, but I do see those moments where she has those little private conversations with Maddie and encouraging her and, you know, telling her stuff and things like that. And then sometimes I go back and forth. If it's favoritism,
is it just simply rewarding a good performer?
Right. Or exactly. Because she knows that Maddie is, you know, doing the work as far as like, you know, trying to be a better dancer.
I mean, it's kind of hard not to sort of, as other people would say it, favoritism, but, you know, acknowledge someone who wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Constantly, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just she's doing well, she's winning it.
Right.
What do you do then?
But then the moms argue, well, you know, like Chloe came in second, you know, but she doesn't get rewarded, know, because second is first place loser.
Right.
First
place loser.
Abby's mind.
That's awful.
But like, do you also encourage the other girls that don't necessarily win? Like,
there's definitely a favoritism for Maddie and Mackenzie. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think she has a love for those kids. They're like her own. But I also do think Abby loves the other girls. Like, you can see her support Nia at times. She's like, you're awesome. You know, you just have technical issues that you need to work on. Mm-hmm. And you can see that she has love for Brooke and Paige. She really wants them to do well, but she just doesn't see the hunger for them. Mm. But I think she does have love and, you know, favoritism towards the other girls. They're her students. But Maddie and Mackenzie bring in the results.
Oh, the superstars.
Yeah.
She for sure. And even like this other week, they had the Cares episode, and they changed the lyrics from Roxy to Maddie, and she had someone re-record the song to Maddie. Maddie had her own song and everything.
There you go.
And I'm like, and she said how many times, like in past episodes, like, Maddie, you guys are all irreplaceable except for Maddie. Maddie's number one. Maddie's not going anywhere.
Right.
And it's like, how many times you have to drill that in the kids' heads that everyone else can go but her, you know?
Right.
Like, she's not going anywhere. She just got her whole, like, new song recorded with her name in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
I'd like to see more of the dynamics between the girls. And we pick up this later on in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
But just see more. Yeah. I mean, what's this? We see it with the mums. We know that brings up a lot of tension.
A lot of tension and drama.
What's going on with the girls, though?
You know, I've always felt like the girls were very supportive of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that
they
are like a little group of friends, a little dance friends. I think show-wise and everything, the drama comes from
the moms.
The moms, because there's an inner competition with the moms.
Yeah.
Whose daughter is getting the solos? Whose daughter is a part of the group? Whose daughter is doing this and that and the other? The girls don't see it as that, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I think the girls see it as, congratulations, you know, you worked hard, great, we're going to support you. They don't see it as like, well, why does she get a solo and I don't?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're like, they're still so young.
Yeah.
You know, we're having fun, we enjoy this, and they probably all have a great time outside of dance, sleepovers, or whatever they're getting up to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, we don't even get to see that.
No.
The positive aspect of it.
We saw a little sneak peek of it when and we'll go ahead and talk about the competition. Mm-hmm. Jumping a little forward, when Peyton tripped over Kendall's foot and ended up snapping her ankle, and the girls had to re-block the group dance.
Yep.
And then right before they went out, you know, they kind of talked it. They gave each other a pep talk, like, mm-hmm. you know, we have to do this. We're going to go out there and just do it and be professional and do what Abby wants us to do. Like, that moment was a great moment, you know, to see. I thought it was a mess that that Peyton tripped over Kendall's foot.
Showgirls moment. Her own.
Oh. Something happened
showgirls
there, really?
Somebody
Tony, are you suggesting something?
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just trying to figure out where that foot came from. Mighty mysterious how that foot just all... I mean, you're just walking. You're not rehearsing. You're not dancing. You're not flipping. You're not doing anything. You are walking.
Yeah.
And you trip over someone's foot and you snap your ankle.
But now that Peyton is injured, the hot seat, I feel, immediately goes to Kendall.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she didn't do herself any favors, if that was the case.
Well, listen, one girl down, one less girl to replace. And we, and speaking of replacing, we know that Maddie and Mackenzie are pretty much safe from being replaced.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys. Okay. Did I ask this question already? I'm not sure. I'm at a certain age now where I forget things.
Alzheimer's early. It's okay, Tony.
Did I ask who you guys would replace? I feel like I did. If you were replacing
anyone? You asked us if we think that Abby will really replace anybody.
Okay, now I'm asking you guys. If you could replace someone on the team.
Oh, okay.
Would you replace... You don't have to. Mm. Would you replace anyone? And if you would, who would you replace?
Okay.
Francisco's ready to go.
He's going for it. Go for it.
I love the girls and I think they're awesome, but if I'm trying to put together a competition team to win, Nia, Brooke, Paige, gotta go.
Dang.
Kendall, too, maybe.
He's right to it.
I mean, you just slayed the whole team.
I know, I'm sorry, but if Abby really wants a team of Maddies, Nia, Brooke, Paige, Kendall, all can go.
Yeah.
And she could find... There's Sophia Lucia. There's Kehlani, who was on Abby's Ultimate. There's so many good girls that she could find a team of Maddies.
Yeah. Stephanie?
I don't think I can be as harsh at this stage as... Sorry. No, good. He means it. I understand that. If you take it, let's take out emotion. Let's take out emotion. Personal, you know, who do we really love and not and stuff.
Because I do love Nia. I do love Nia.
Yeah.
I personally love
her. We all love all the girls. Yeah. They're gorgeous. I'd have to say, though, I think it wouldn't even be taking Brooke out. I think it would honestly be saying... You can have the freedom to choose. And I know, I just think she's at a time in her life where I think being a pop star is really something exciting. I think she'd do very well. Mm. Even watching the trio performance, her getting into the lip syncing. Let her go and explore that avenue. I think dancing for her right now has sort of hasn't come to an end. It's just she needs to explore some other avenues. So I think just letting her off on her own.
Yeah. Annika?
I would... do Peyton only because like
she's injured.
Well, yes, that too. But like we said earlier, she just looks so odd with the group. You know what I mean? Like it's time that she needs to move on with people her own age and push herself and maybe get like Kalani or, you know, the other girls that we saw, some of the girls.
There was some Abby's Ultimate at the open call. It was JoJo and Haley from Abby's Ultimate season 2.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, I mean, like, there's plenty of girls out there that are so talented that, like, you know, they haven't made it to auditions or whatever. But I feel like, I would just move her onto, like, an older group. Maybe not cut her off completely, but just not with this group.
I would, thinking about this earlier, I would have let Brooke go, too.
Yeah.
I'm not hating on Brooke.
Now, here we go.
Comments are going to roll in.
They're just going to be like, tip.
I like Brooke. Brooke don't want to be there. She don't. I mean, let's be real. I mean, you know, it would be Brooke for me. And then Peyton. I don't know if I want to get rid of Peyton just because of Leslie.
What about moms? Can we do that?
Oh, I would the only mom that I would keep is Holly.
Amen. Oh, yeah. She's super
smart.
Remember,
she's
the smart one of the group.
That's the only mom. Because... Holly is the mom that encourages Nia. She doesn't bicker with the other mom. No, she doesn't throw any other moms under the bus. She just simply asks, well, what can Nia do to improve so that she can get a solo?
Yeah.
Or isn't it time for Nia to have... She doesn't say, well, Kendall got a solo last week. Why can't it be Nia? She more focuses on Nia.
Yeah.
And that's what these other dance moms need to do. They need to focus on their child and stop worrying about everybody else's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I just want to ask a question now that we're on that topic of mm-hmm. who would we replace. One of the dance moms brought up, what happens when... She said to Melissa, what happens when... Abby does find a team of Maddie's. What's going to happen to Maddie and Mackenzie now? What is going to happen with that dynamic?
Then,
I think that's going to be interesting.
Then Maddie will get pushed.
Yeah.
Just like when we saw her joined by Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
She got pushed. She got a little worried. When we saw Asia, Mackenzie got pushed.
And there's nothing wrong
pushed.
With that. That's a good right. thing. That's going to help
that's
her
healthy.
Grow and become
yeah.
a better performer.
Because she's going to say...
Encourage that.
She's consistent.
Yeah.
Like, Maddie is like... I know I'm at the top. Like, I mean, let's...
I got this.
Like,
and she can become too complacent because of that.
Yeah.
When you're at the top, she's got no one pushing her. She needs that. She needs that extra competition.
Yeah.
She knows she's safe kind of thing.
Mm.
Exactly. So let's go back to the competition. Mm-hmm. We have Maddie Solo, which was down... It's called Down My Spine.
Down My Spine, yeah.
The first thing I noticed was the bedazzled spine in the costume.
Gorgeous.
I was like, oh, that's a nice little touch for that.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me the Maddie face that I sometimes live for, sometimes get annoyed by, that I'm in pain, and I am kind of going through it, and I'm reaching, and everything is so...
Lots of teeth.
Yes. But she sells it, and we buy it.
And she's consistent on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Every performance.
I thought this solo was absolutely... It was amazing. I mean, it's mm-hmm. Maddie. It's, mm-hmm. I mean, there's not. There was 2 seconds. So I will say, for 2 seconds, I was like, "Ooh, that's a little sloppy."
Yeah.
It was 2 seconds, though.
Okay.
But for other than that, the costume, everything,
real performance.
Yeah, she just dances so effortlessly. Like everything just
like it's
flows.
So easy.
Yeah.
I said that you're beginning to see maturity from Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's starting to grow into her like her body kind of a little bit, and mm-hmm. you're starting to see. More difficult movement from her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to see that. It's just not the same stuff again.
Yeah. Then we had Mackenzie, who I thought we were steering away from the cutesy stuff, but we're still doing cutesy stuff with her.
Yeah.
So she was cute.
It challenged
She was cute, but there's acrobatic moves. I thought they're fantastic.
Well,
of course. They're fantastic.
God, I just want to send her to Cirque du Soleil.
If you really want Mackenzie to be like Maddie, is it going to benefit her from doing acro solos?
No.
Right,
no.
That's the thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's her niche,
she
though.
She's more like dance
know,
stuff.
But if they want her to be more like Maddie, like they're saying,
mm-hmm.
I think she should be doing dance.
More dancing.
Technique.
Yeah.
But she's really good at acro, but...
She is.
That's not Maddie. Yeah.
That's not what's winning the... first places, you know.
So it was cute, she did well. Let's see more, like we planned on last season. Then we had the trio. I actually really liked this trio.
Me too.
Do you love the outfits and everything?
The outfits were super cute. Brooke was not lip singing.
Mm-mm.
Now you may not know the words. And when you don't know the words, the first thing you do learn is watermelon bubblegum.
Yeah.
Your way through it. And being a pop star that she wants to be, she has to learn how to sing and dance at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I will give Brooke this. She was performing this time.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
That's what I said.
She was finally performing. But I thought the trio was so good, and I thought it was so cute, and I thought it was so right for them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was, and the use of the microphone and how they worked well together, I thought this trio did really, really good.
Mm.
Except Brooke should have been lip singing, because when you got to lip sing to your song and do a jeté, is that something?
Yeah,
she
yeah.
was at times.
She had her spots.
You
yeah.
did see her.
Yeah.
No, she had her moments.
Yeah.
But you got to be able to lip sync all the time. Whenever I dance, I'm always lip singing to the artist as if I'm front row and center.
On the stage performing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think it was a good challenge for Brooke. We like her, I think who was her mom who said it in the audience, that it's normally...
Oh.
Oh, I think you got to pull it out. And there we go.
Sorry, guys.
I'm just gonna...
Okay, here we go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I think it's a good challenge for her. We normally see her doing her lyrical stuff, so now she got to do something fun and upbeat. We got to see Brooke perform.
Yeah, right. That's true.
And I don't. And going back to a comment that Kelly said, I don't think Abby is trying to be a part of Brooke's music career.
Oh, no. Yeah. Kelly's rave on about, look, Abby's trying to again step in. If she can't manage her singing now, she wants to be on top of it.
Brooke and I just want to do this on our own. Oh. That's fine, but you are not really doing that well. With this whole thing, Abby is pushing her to say, "You want to be a pop star? I'm gonna put you front row and center like a pop star would be, with two backup dancers, and you lip sync.
And you better work it.
Done. Okay, so in retrospect, Kelly, she is helping Brooke, and that's why Brooke was able to perform this time.
There we go,
and not have the same like
look on her face.
You know what they should do? Someone should do a video." And compile all of Brooke's faces, that same like, and put it to her song. And I heard. It's just the same face the whole time.
You know, it's probably already out there one, or if it's not, someone's about to make one.
Oh my gosh, if it is, put the link down at the bottom.
Yeah, please.
Or please, someone make it.
Someone make it and send it to Tony. Oh my god, he's dying already.
I would play that video every day. Brooke, I love
again,
you
here he goes, hiding on Brooke.
Apparently I'm here. But that would be funny.
It would.
That's just funny. All right, and then we have the group dance, minus Peyton. I thought the girls did a fantastic job reblocking, and oh my god, they were dancing like in sync with each other, which there were moments where I was like, oh my god, like all of them moved like at the same time.
Flowed together.
It was that they work so well together.
They do.
They work so well together.
I mean, as you touched on before, I love seeing those girls all come together and have that little pep talk, and it was so positive. They're like, let's just not win, you know, let's do this as well for Peyton, but let's also show Miss Abby, Lee, how professional we are.
Yeah.
And coming together. I mean, I think that's fantastic. And they really did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flawless.
Lawless.
Hence the fact they won.
Yeah, great.
So the group got first. The solos from Mackenzie and Maddie got first. The trio, unfortunately, got second. Mm. But I honestly thought the trio was going to place first.
Me too. Mm.
But I knew some trickery was going to happen when they started at three, and I was like, they must have placed that.
Yeah.
Because all the other ones, they started at two, and I was like, oh, well, that thanks for building that up.
Right. Two and one.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Or sometimes when they start at five, you're like, oh, no, this is not going to be a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming in ninth place. Oh my God.
We're not knowing we're going here.
Oh my God. What is about to happen with all that? Oh, it makes me nervous.
Then again, we don't know what happened at the competition.
That's
with
true.
All the other.
We don't know the other ones.
Sometimes I really, really do wish that, like,
they would show
we
us.
We could see, like, the other people to kind of, I mean.
Or, like, who took first, what their dance
get
was.
Get some sort of gauge on who's the competition. What are they like? What was their performance?
Because as of right now, in the dance world, the only main competition are Candy Apples and Abby Lee.
Yep.
That's it.
That's all we see.
That is all we see.
And a bunch of the girls that stand by the tour bus and like wave and cheer and stuff in their costumes, but
that's it.
That's it.
All right, so let's move on to some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Before we get to the juicy news, let me get this out of the way. For those of you who are fans of Dance Moms, and all of you beginning dancers and intermediate dancers and people who like to twirl and get your life, Abby Lee will be having a master class in Maryland on January 19th. That's this Sunday, January 19th, at the BWI Airport Marriott. So make sure you attend. It looks like looks like Kendall, Maddie, Mackenzie, and Nia will be there. Marissa, can we put that link for tickets in the comment box? We can do that, right?
Sure.
Okay, so we'll put the link for tickets in the comment box, so make sure you look out for that. And go. I actually, when she was in L.A., maybe like a year or so ago, I went to a master class. I didn't participate, because my big overgrown self should not be participating in nobody's master class. But they get a good turnout.
It's informative,
there.
Too.
Yeah, it's very informative. So make sure you check it out. That's this Sunday, January 19th, in Maryland at the BWI Airport Marriott. Okay. Let's get to this.
No, let's get to the real juicy
thing. I was sitting at my computer, and all of a sudden, I see on TMZ, Dance Mom star arrested. I immediately clicked and found out that Kelly was arrested in New York for assaulting and harassment to Abby.
Bound to happen.
And we were just talking about it last week. Like, someone's about to, like, someone's
everything
in trouble
we saw
for
those
it.
Little snips about.
That little snip at the at, in the first on? Episode yeah. when Abby was like, kids, get out. Get the girls out. And there was all this chaos. Apparently, Kelly was upset about something because she's Kelly. Mm-hmm. And it escalated to some screaming and yelling in which Kelly grabbed Abby's hair.
Hair pulling.
And catfighting commenced. I can't wait to see this episode.
I hope they show it.
I don't know if they would. Do you think?
Lifetime TV, if you know what's good for you, you will show it.
You will show that episode.
You will show that episode.
If not, TMZ is sure going to find
some video.
Somebody's
cell phone.
There were three cameras rolling, so.
Somebody
got some footage. And I'm pretty sure one of them kids grabbed their cell phone and started recording, too.
Look at my mommy!
Right. So, we cannot wait to see what happened.
I want to see an update on that.
How it got escalated to Kelly grabbing hair. We shall see. Let's move on. Oh, no, wait. Before we move on to predictions, let me give some shout-outs, because I had promised
on YouTube.
Some people
yes.
that I would give you some shout-outs. So, LizNoOne17 on my Instagram, you posted, Tony, I want a shout-out. Shout-out. There you go. Thank you. And Scarlet Confetti on YouTube, thank you. For tuning in. Thank you for watching. Thank you guys for watching. Appreciate you guys. If you would like a shout out, I've decided that if you want me to give you a shout out, I will. You just simply have to comment below and I will give you a shout out. Maybe I'll spread the shout outs out. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
It did.
Spread the shout outs out.
Guys, if you want any shout outs, let us know.
Yeah. So that way, you know, it's not just me. I'll pass it along to my co-host and you'll get a shout out. So that means you have to follow us and we'll let you know where you can find us a little bit later on. Let's go into these predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, we saw at the end of this episode, Kendall and Chloe are battling again towards each other. Who do you guys think will come out on top between Kendall and Chloe?
I think Kendall's comments that we heard, whether that's reflecting to the dance or what.
When she says, I don't want to do this.
What's that mean?
Yeah.
She's probably stressed out.
Yeah.
Did she pull the plug?
I think Chloe's going to come out on top.
You think Chloe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stephanie?
I think... Performance-wise, yeah, Chloe will, but...
Chloe?
Else is going down.
I'm going to play devil's advocate and give it to Kendall.
We'll see.
We'll see next week.
If she even gets there.
And watch, I'm wrong. Because secretly, I would have picked Chloe, too. I love Chloe.
I do, too.
But I love Kendall, too. So maybe she'll, you know, maybe she'll pull out the stops. I don't know. And then we see that Kathy is back, again, with a different team.
Always.
And it's all boys. All boys. Now... We know that when it comes to guys, people love guy dancers. So it kind of intimidates people. So now the question is, who do you think will win group? Abby Lee or Candy Apples? Francisco?
Last time I got to judge that competition when she had all boys. And I was literally blown away by the boys she had. So I just have a feeling that Kathy's coming back with that vengeance. Ooh. And those boys are about to kick some Abby Lee butt.
Oh, Stephanie?
I'm going to say Abby.
You're going to say Abby? Yep. Annika?
I haven't seen the guys dance, so I have to go with Abby.
And, you know, I'm going to give it to Abby, too. Those girls dance really well together.
We'll see. Now you're the devil's advocate.
Those boys are magical together.
They are. They are really good. And Blake's choreography is great. So we shall see.
I just want to know which boys she has. That's going to be the question, whether they're going to be good or not.
I think they will be. I know. I saw Zach.
Okay, Zach's amazing.
And Lucas. And
Lucas is amazing.
And then somebody else. What's his name? Nathan?
Nick.
Nick.
Legs.
Close. It started with an N. So that means you guys will have to tune in next week, too, to find out what's going to happen on our favorite dance show, Dance Party. Mm-hmm. So before we leave, where can we guys find you? Marissa was about to just cut us off. Where can we find you, Francisco?
You can find me on Twitter at TheFrancisco, T-H-E-E Francisco, and Instagram at Francisco Thurston.
And you can find me on Twitter, guys, at Host McGrath. And my website, Stephanie McGrath, and that's M-C-G-R-A-T-H.
You can find me on Twitter at Annika underscore Michelle, and on my website, AnnikaMichelle.com.
And, of course, you guys can find me on all social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at Lounging with Tony, and on my website, LoungingWithTony.com. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We will be back with another fantastic Dance Moms recap right here at AfterBuzz TV.
Night,
from Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.